Okay, Rabbi Sai, we are on Pei Gimel on the base, two dots. Okay, the Mishnah had said, there's machlokes, if you recall, between Reb Lazar and Reb Yeshua. We've been discussing it for about five blot or six blot. So, if you recall, when the chava spills, if they can, both are might, if they can save a kazayas of truma with the klitar, they should do it. But if they can't, Reb Lazar says, let it all flow down, and even if you're mafsid everything, the chulin, v'ayitamenu biyadav. That's Reb Lazar's lashon. So Gemara, interestingly, because we know that here in this particular case, the halacha is going to be like Reb Yeshua, but the Gemara is going to have a discussion about Reb Lazar's shita. Okay? Reb Chama bar ukva b'shem Reb Yosi bar Reb Chanina says as follows. If a keli who was what was nitma with a tuma midrabanan, this is only possible with a tuma midrabanan. Okay, so the outside, the inside is tar, but the rabbanan made in order to make a heker that it's only a tuma midrabanan. The rabbanan said, this is one of these chazdavar. The rabbanan said, no, the inside is tar, but the outside is going to be tummy. Okay? So if there is such a kli, you may not save even that little last piece of, that last bit of truma that's flowing down in that keli, even if it means it's going to mess up hundreds of thousands of dollars of wine down there. Too bad. You can't use that keli because of the, even though the keli may end up preserving the truma tar because the inside is tar, there's a chashash that since the outside is tameh, it's going to mess up the truma. So even that you can't use, according to Reb Eliezer. Break the Gemara.
Is that the inside of the keli is going to get tameh?
No, the inside,
the wine is going to hit the outside.
Because the wine's going to hit the outside and make everything tameh. And then everything gets messed up. Everything gets messed up. I believe if the outside, that's by Shammai in Brachas, right? That it, when the achorei akli is tame and the wine hits it and it becomes mukshar, it becomes it's betame as one thing. Yeah,
uh-huh.
I believe. Break the Gemara. That doesn't seem to be the case. Vasninon, the lashon of the mission was teirei, let the wine flow down unusatame, va'al yitamenu biyadav. Do not be metame it with his yadayim. So the mashmolis is only if he tries to save it with his hands that are tame, not with this sort of kli that's half and half. That seems to be okay. Right? That's the Gemara's Kasha. Om Reb Shmuel Bar Berechia says, Reb Shmuel Bar Berechia, Reb Yosi Reb Chanina was talking about Tiftar B'Shnei Kelim. Reb Yosi Reb Chanina, who said, you cannot use the half and half Keli to save. He was talking about where this person has Echad Toichei Tohar V'Achor V'Tmeim. He has one half and half Keli. V'Echad Toichei Tohar V'Achor V'Tohirin. And he has one totally Tar Keli. Says Rabbi Yosef Bar Chanina, according to Reb Eliezer, you may not forego, you can't take a risk. You can't take the risk. If you have a totally tar, even these footnotes point out, even if the tar keli is very far away, and by the time you grab the tar keli, you're gonna farlier the whole thing. You're gonna lose basically everything. You're gonna have the smallest amount. It still doesn't matter if the person has two kelim. That's what Rabbi Yosef Bar Chanina's halacha. Mahadi masnisa b'chlei echad tamei. When the Mishnah said that only a dayim can't be used, but the half and half keli can be used, that's talking about we only have the one. One where is a possibility it doesn't become tamei at all because the inside star is certainly better than yadayim tameim. Reb Eliezer would be mita to that. That's one approach. Reb Mana, another approach of reconciling Reb Yosef Bar Chanina's halacha with the Mishnah's lashon is tifta b'var tar. You could say that Rabbi Yosef Hanina was talking about where what was down, where it was going to flow down at the bottom, was a totally Torah thing. So the options there are either use it.
That's not the case.
The down case was down was Chulin Tameh.
Oh, it was Chulin Tameh.
Yes. So Rabbi Yosef Chanin is talking about where's Chulin Tahirin. Where it's Chulin Tahirin, right? Am I right, though? Did you check it out? If it's Chulin Tahirin down there, so you have an option of either letting it flow down and it will remain Tahar, or taking a risk. Don't take the risk, let it flow down. But if your option is going down to where it's Tomei anyway, that's what the Mishnah says, Al Yitam Menu Biyotav, take the risk. Right? That's how Ramana says it. The Masnisim of Bar Tomei, the Mishnah is Bar Tomei. Prek Dengmar, that can't be. Pasninon, we said two cases. We said a case of Yayin, we also said a case of Shemen. In the case of Yayin, it was flowing down to a Gasa Tachtoyin. In the case of Shemen, it wasn't so much a hashash of that it become tame. It was a hashash that it was going to be lost, right? It was going to yivaleno, right? The Mishnah's lashon was tered v'tibola val yivaleno biyadai. So how are you trying to say that the Mishnah makes sense because it's going to become tame anyway? That's not the case of Shemen. You can't say that, and it has to be parallel. Case of Shemen and the case of Yayin have to be parallel. So the Gemara answers no. Tiftar Shin is Galgal Olaves HaPras. Even in the case of Shemen, you could be talking about a case where it will become Tomei because it becomes absorbed into land that's a base of Pras. Tumadur Abonon will make it Tomei. So there again, if the two options, the half and half kli is a better option than letting it flow down to something where it'll be for sure come tameh, or it'll be lost in something that's going to become tameh. Okay, and continuing on in the Mishnah to remind you. So we said we had one case. Remember, I'm going to say it just to remind you again. We had Chavas Rishayna. The first case was a case of Truma Tluya. And that was a machek or a blazer rishul, whether to put it into a better protected place, a worse protected place, or Gamliel says do nothing. That was nothing. It was just truma that was just sitting there, nothing happening. The second case was something that spilled, a chavis that broke. That's chavis shnia, right? And we had a machlekes between chavraya, who said the first case was Reb Yaisi Shita, because it was mashba there that Reb Yeshua was maida not be metame it directly biyadayim, right? He said put it away somewhere. He didn't say to be metame it biyadayim. Remember that was Chavraya Shita, and the case of where it was a case where the chava spilled, and Reb Yeshua said you could be metame biyadayim. That was in fact Reb Meir's Shita in Reb Yeshua. That was how the Chavraya learned the Mishnah. So how does the Chavraya understand the next line of the Mishnah? Where we talk about the first case, we talk about the second case where it spills, and then Rabbi Yeshua sums it up and says, Loizu v'loizu, neither case is a case where I'm mitzuvah on being shomer. This is not the kind of truma that I'm mitzuvah on being shomer. So the Chavraya that understands that the first part of the Mishnah was Rabbi Yossi. It says you can't be mitami b'yadayim. The second part of the Mishnah is Reb Meir that says you can be metami yadayim. This next sentence of Reb Yeshua is indeed also Reb Meir Shita. He's continuing on. Reb Meir says, this is not the kind of truma that I am mechoyev to be shomer. Right? That's the continuation on in Reb Meir. Al daite de chavraya, according to the chavraya, chavis rishayda v'chavis shnia. When Reb Yeshua said laizu, he meant neither the truma tloya or the case where it broke is truma I have to worry about. That's how the Chavraya would learn that sentence. Okay. Well, daite the Reb Yaisi, according to Reb Yaisi Berzvida, who had a whole different way of learning the Mishnah, he didn't think it was Reb Yaisi and Reb Meir. Reb Yaisi Berzvida held that the Mishnah was entirely that Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Meir are both moida, that you cannot be metama bi yodayim, right? And the whole machlokes between Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Yeshua is chasarin kiss, whether in the case of a, whether you have a chasarin kiss, whether you could be metama bi yodayim. That's how Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Zvida learns. So what does it mean, laizu v'laizu? That is not a that's obviously not a continuation of Rabbi Meir. That's the second case of chasar and kiss. And all Rabbi Yeshua is saying is chavish al yayim and chavish al shemen. Laizu, not the chavish al yayim that broke. And not laizu, not the chavish al shemen that broke, is the kind of truma that we ever have to be shimer. And that's how the Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Zita will learn that sentence in the Mishnah. Okay, next. So we have this like fascinating, unbelievable sugya. I'm going to try to read with you inside as many footnotes as time allows. But you really need to read these footnotes because these are exciting footnotes. Okay, so remember. So we have this. The Mishnah stated. Okay, so we have a city. We have a city, and the Goyim come and say, if you give us one woman to be Baal, fine. If not, we're gonna be Baal Amal. So the Mishnah says, don't do anything. Okay, says the Gemara, loy mistabra ma'isa kvar tamei. That halacha was not said if there was already a woman that had engaged in illicit relations in the past. Says the footnote two. To be sure, even a woman has already been defiled as prohibited to have bia with a guy, right? If she does, the second aveira is no worse than the aveira of somebody. However, since she's already been tamei nitma, the current crime does not debase her. So we're not talking about aveiras; we're talking about her debasement and almost like the value of her debasement. So if there's a woman that was nitma, so that she may have to, it may be possible that she would be given up if all the other women were not nitma to Gayim, were let's say psulos or less of a mominous, yeah. It's like unbelievable.
Is this voluntarily or non-voluntary?
It's not non-voluntary, apparently.
No, not the second one, the first one.
The first one?
Was voluntary. She did it by herself.
She did?
Yes, she did it by herself. Yes. No, I'm not sure. You know, good question. I don't know. Bartimaeus it says. Lemistabra also in my shivcha. So shivcha is the second paragraph of footnote three. The chiddush of this is, of course, it's improper to disgrace, humiliating of a shivcha kananis. So the Gemara teaches you that we are allowed to sacrifice her, so to speak, in order to save other women. Because she's not the same, she's not mechuyev in the same shmira of her chastity, so to speak, as a Jewish woman, right? All these things are shmira. And I just want you to hold your thoughts, because it may be a little bit more explicable by what we're about to learn. Okay, let's go weiter. 84b2. Tane, siyas ben yadim shayim mahalchem aderech. Let's say I have a group of people that were traveling on the road. Ufogalehen goyim va'amru tnu lanu echem mekem. And our guy said, give one of you over, and we'll kill him. Imlav and already unharging his kulchem. We're going to kill all of you. Afilu kol narogim lo yimsru nefesh achas miyisrael. Even if all of them will be killed as a result of that, they have no right to sacrifice one. Right? Very famous halacha. And basically it's based on you don't give nefesh ripte nefesh because you say my chazis, the damech di day, right? Shumachtve. You don't say, right? Because of my chazis, mehechetesi. We don't know what to give up. Everybody has to give up the life on account of that. But yichadu lehem echad. Kagan Sheva ben Bichri, let's say they actually specify the person they want, like Sheva ben Bichri. Look at footnote 7. Here's a story in Shmuel Beis. Relates that an individual named Sheva ben Bichri rebelled against David HaMelech. He was pursued by the king's supporters, and he found refuge in a city named Ovel. Yoav demanded that the residents of Ovel surrender Sheva to be executed and threatened to destroy the city if the inhabitants failed to comply, and indeed he was given over. That is the story of Sheva ben Bichri. Okay? So, says the Gemara, if they ask for somebody like Sheva ben Bichri, it's possible you're punished. But I'm just saying, we're getting to the halacha. If they ask for it, right? But I mean, other than the punishment, I'm talking about halachically, if they ask for the person like Sheva ben Bichri, then he is given over. Okay, Yimsuru Oisai v'Aliyargu, they should give him over, and not they need not all be killed. So here's the machlokes. Some Reb Shimon ben Lakish v'hu she'echayv misa k'Sheva ben Bichri. That is on the condition that he is chayav misa k'shev ben bichri, right? That's when he can be given over.
Right,
because he was more of a malchus, right? Let's see, footnote 8. Merida b'malchus is chayav misa. That's why he was subject to it. Reish Lakish says that the heter in this brisa applies only to a case that's entirely comparable to Sheva ben Bichri. Hence, we may relinquish a person to idolaters only if the idolaters requested this person specifically, and two, he committed a crime punishable by death. And the next paragraph says doesn't have to be liable for something that's Mises based in. Even if he did something which is punishable by death, according to the Gayusha law, this is really important, okay, he can be given over anyway. Okay? And here's the punchline. This is the most important thing. The second paragraph near the end of footnote 8. Since his own actions brought about the threat to his life, he has in effect chosen himself as the one whose life should be sacrificed. It was his own actions. That's Reish Lakish Shita. He brought it upon himself. So it's not a question of my chazas, right? Rabbi Yochanan Amar afel pishen chayiv misa k'shev ben bichri. If they specified a person, even if he's not chayiv misa, Rabbi Yochanan says no. The logic is he's going to be killed anyway because everybody's going to be killed. So give over one person if he specified. Right? Which means, according to Rabbi Yochanan, this is really important to look at the footnote, and I'm not going to read it. According to Rabbi Yochanan, if they say, give this person over and to save everybody, to save, and if you don't, we're going to kill everybody but not that person, so that person wouldn't be otherwise killed, Rabbi Yochanan would take a hold. No. That you cannot give him over. Rabbi Yochanan's svara is that he's going to be killed either way, and they ask for him. Okay, but Reish Lakish's svara is not like that. Reish Lakish's svara is that his own actions have to have made it. So, just getting back to the point, which was a very uncomfortable Gemara, the Gemara before about the woman that was nitma is the one. I'm just according to Reish Lakish's svara, I am. Let's say she didn't do tshuva and her own actions defiled her. So maybe that's the svara in the case of the woman. I'm just presenting it to you. I didn't see it anywhere. Okay. The Gemara cites a related incident. Next page, 84b3. Ula bar kaishav tevatel malchusa. He was sought for execution. They wanted to kill him. Ula bar kaishiv. Arak v'azal lei loy gabi Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. He ran to Lloyd, which was Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi's town. Asayva akvain medinta. They came and he surrounded the whole city.
Reish Lakish holds differently. He says that the parliament and murder in the last paragraph is not the same. So
yes.
Even though you can hand somebody over in murder, right.
We can't do it in the case of her own defilement. She may be surrendered. Yeah. Since in essence she calls it, she may be surrendered in order. No, she said she may be. That last paragraph says she in essence.
A woman cannot be liable for the defilement. So even if she's designated, the group may not surrender her.
See, however, Basilia Ardea with Sursa, if a woman calls idolaters to pursue her, it is permitted to surrender her. She is, in essence, caused her own defilement. She may be surrendered in order to save the other women if she caused it. See the last.
Yeah. Right?
I'm saying that swara. I was just using that swara. Yeah, you see, this whole Gemara, as you can say, is well traveled. This is like everybody is all over it. There's a similar Gemara in Bavli, but this is like a really important Gemara in this sugya. Okay. So getting back to the story. So remember, the Sulbar Kaishiv is in Lod, which is Rabbi Shub and Levi's town. So what happens? Amorlei in Leis. If you don't give him over, we're going to destroy the city. So, the case of Shevet ben Bichri. Slakabe Reb Shub ben Levi. He went to Ulabar Koshev. Ufaisiv Yavinlein. He convinced him to surrender himself to save the city. Vahave Elio Zachar Latoiv Yilif. Mizgalei Aloi. Elio Anovi used to always appear to Reb Shub ben Levi regularly. But he stopped after that incident. But some Kamatzaimin Iskali Aloi. He fasts many fasts so that Eliyahu HaNovi should come back. Amar Lei, Eliyahu HaNovi said, Ulamasiris. What? Excuse me. Did I say Zachar Latov? Yeah. Did I say Zachar Latov? You live. Miskali Aloi, Ulay Iskali. He
flies into the only two people that you know of that
have Zachar Latov. Harvaina.
Yes.
Who knows who was Harvaina, right? Maybe it's. But some Kamat Simon, Miskali Aloi, he fasted many fasts, right? Amrlei, Ulamasaris, Ani Nigla, I'm going to give over to a Mike. I'm going to be have Gil El Yohu. I'm going to appear to a Miser. You were Miser him to the Goyim. Amrlei, like Mishnah, Sisi? I did what's before in a Mishnah. Amrlei, Zu Mishnah Sachasidim? The Mishnah was a Brisa. That Brisa was a Brisa of Hasidim. You're supposed to hold yourself to a higher level. Now, the footnote mentions two Svaras, two Tainas from Reb Shua ben Levi. One Taina was that he acted too fast. He should have waited till it progressed more, or he should have had somebody else do it so he didn't have to be the one. The Rambam actually paskins the Mishnah's Hasidim and says, although it is permissible to surrender a specified individual if he is liable for death, a halachic authority should not himself issue a ruling to this effect. So the pshat is, I think what Elio Anovi was saying was, by your doing it, you're the gadol. By your doing it, that is like a psak. You can't do that. That's not something for a Rebbe, a paisik to do. Okay? Or if EC... Itatzid b'saf sufa. V.C. was captured by bandits into this terrible place, saf sufa. Amar Rabbi Yonason, yikar hames v'sadinoi. Let the dead person be wrapped in his own sheets, meaning people should not put themselves into sakana to save him, because then more people will die. And you'll see that in the footnote, it says we cannot expect people to endanger their own lives, and so on. So Amar Rabbi Shimon Lakish, Adana Kotel, but Ana Miskatil. I don't care. I'm either going to kill all of them or I'm going to be killed myself. Ana Azel Meshazav Le Bechaila, I will rescue him by force. Azel Ophaisain, he persuaded them to release him. Yavunale, and they handed him over to Rish Lakish without a fight. Amal Chayin, the Asun Gabi Sovan Vumatal Aleichem. So Shimon Lakish says, since you gave him over without a fight and you acted appropriately, go to this elder person, this rabbi, and he'll daven for you. So they went to Rabbi Yochanan. So Rabbi Yochanan said to them, what you meant in your hearts to do for him, in other words, they wanted to. They presented Rabbi Yochanan like, we really all along treated him nicely, like the Hamasa. You know, we kept those captives nice. We fed them. Whatever you had in mind to do to them should occur to you, because you're saying you were so nice to him. They didn't even reach the town of Apifasreis until they all died. Meaning they didn't have such pure intentions. Okay. Ze'er bar chinna itzid b'safsufa. Another person was captured in Safsufa. His name was Zeir bar Chirna. Slak Rabimi Rav Shmuel Mufais Haloi. So Rabim Rav Shmuel came to persuade them to let him go. Amr Lohain Zanav Yamalkasa. Zenavia, who was the queen of the bandits. There was a husband and wife, a man of Bonnie and Clyde type, that were leading this band, right? So Zenavia said to them, the woman said, Yelifhu Baraichain Avalochain Nisan, just because your Hashem does Nisan for you, Ma'ashikim Bey, you're over evaluating yourself. You think a nace is going to happen every time? Forget it. The Erbach Chinen is not going to be let go. At that moment, Alal Chad Sarkai to Inchad Sapser, an Aram merchant came carrying a sword, Amar Loin, and he said to the band, Ba'adof Sapser, Ketal Barnitzel Achoy, with this very sword that I'm holding, Barnitzar killed Zenavia's brother. Barnitzar was married to Zenavia. So Barnitzar killed his brother-in-law with this sword.
That's the first time that happened.
Okay. Shakespearean. And she was shocked. And the whole, you know, all the band was shocked. The ishtes of Ze'er Bachin in the commotion and the shock, he was able to be saved. Rabbi Yochanan ikapach ba'al lekanya. Rabbi Yochanan was robbed, was mugged by ba'al lekanya, these muggers. Slik leves vada. He lost his money and he went up to the Beis Medrash. Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish asked him, was asking questions of the sugya and what they were learning. Vulei Megiv, he did not answer. Shalei Vulei Megiv kept on asking him, he didn't answer. I'm like, Ma'awachim, what's going on over here? Why are you acting this way? I'm like, Kol Ho'evar Intulim Belev. All of the whole body, everything is totally in the heart. Alev Tolei Bekis, and whatever is going on with a person's money distracts the heart. So I can't think in learning. Amar Lei Umau Kane, what happened to you? Amar Lei Kapkas Balikanya. Balikanya robbed me. Amar Lei Chameli Zavisa. Show me where the hiding place is. Nefik Machvilei showed him. Chamisay Min Rechik Ashrei Metzaltzel. And they saw Rav Shimon Lakish saw them from afar, and he started threatening them. Amrin, they got scared. Amrin and Rabbi Yochanan, who Yisav Palge. If it was Rabbi Yochanan we robbed, let him take half of what we robbed. Right, we have to keep some overhead. Right, Amar Loin Chayecha and Kula Ananasiv. By your lives, I'll take all of it back, or else I'm going to kill you. And the South Kaila Avitak was able to rescue all the money. Diklait Chazira Mechayne Tulaye the Rebbe Nasiya. There was a Diklait who was a swineherd, and he on the way out of the Beis Medrash, while doing whatever he was doing, he was hit. I guess this was a constant bullying thing by the Talmidim of Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya. And guess what happened? It's Avid Melech. He became emperor. That swineherd. Nechasla Pamayos. He went down to Pamayos, which you're familiar with that term, right? That's in northern Israel, which was far from Tveria. Shlach Kosovin Basar Abanin, and he sent letters to the Chachamim in Tveria to heaven Gabai ben Mifke Shupsa Miyad. You have to be at my palace immediately after Shabbos. Amalei Lishluchaya, and he told the Shluchim that sent the letters, Lohain Kosvin, Loititin, Lohain Kosvin Ella Ba'arufta in Mitmei Shimsha. Do not give it to them until Mamish, right at the beginning of Shabbos, so that in Tveria, so there's no way. And I'll be able to have an excuse to kill them. And that's exactly what happened. They were going down to bathe in the hot springs of Tveria, and they didn't know anything about this. And they were kind of served a subpoena right there. I saw Antigris Gaboin. Antigris, the Mazik, came in with them to the bath. Rabbi Nasiya wanted to scold him. He said, get out of here. Amar Lei Rav Shmuel Bar Nachman, Arpi Lei. Let him be. L'nisan humischame. He's here to perform miracles for us. Amar Lein, Antigris, said to them, Mora Bar Nachman, why are you so preoccupied? Tanon Le Yubde. They told him the whole story. Amar Loin, Sechon, go bathe yourself for Shabbos, the Vereichon Avid Nisan. Your Creator will perform Nisan for you. V'mipke Shupsa, when Matzai Shabbos came to In Yasoin Va'al Yasoin, he miraculously carried them into the city of Hamayas, and he dumped them right in front of the emperor. Amr Lay, and the emperor's servant said to him, Harabar and Labar, the rabbis you wanted are standing outside. Amr Lay Yachman Apay Adinu Sachyan. I don't want to see them until they bathe. Hava Hahi Bei Bani. There was a certain bathhouse, Asi Shava Yamin Vishava Leilovin. It was heated for 7 days and seven nights straight, so it was scalding hot. Anybody would try to go in there would be burnt. Nafak va'atzna kadaman. So that very Antigris went and he cooled it off for them. Va'alun v'kamen like kumai. And then they were able to go into the bath and stand before the emperor without being harmed. Amalain begin the v'raychan over l'chaynisin. Just because your creator performs miracle, atun mevazan machusa, that gives you the right to disgrace the emperor? Amrin lay. So they answered him like this. Diklat chazira bezeinan. It was Diklat, the swineherd, who we were mevaza. Diklat yonois malka loy bezeinan. But emperor Diklat yonois, we weren't mevaza. You weren't an emperor. We were mevaza swineherd. Vafilu kain, he answered him, You should not demean neither a young Roman or a young chaver like one of the Persian chaverim. I just want to share with you this story, this last story. I called up Chili because I didn't remember what happened with. He said it happened with either Rabbi Yitzchak Elchanan or the Beis Halevi. I think I read it with the Beis Halevi. So they, you know, in those days when the trains were first, you know, started to be used, they were using trains to travel one place to another, and they were very a lot of times they were traveling like, you know, by themselves, right? And he was very very treated very shabbily by somebody on the train, and the person like was screaming at him and mavazing him like a real jerk, and then he got to the train station. And the whole train station was filled with people. And the Beis HaLevi walks out, and he was like, he's like, Rebbe, please be meichel me. I had no idea. He says, I can't give you mechila. You are asking for mechila for the Beis HaLevi, but you are mevaza, a simple Jew. You're not asking for mechila for being mevaza, a simple Jew. That's the point he's making. That's Mamish, the point he's making. So we're all caught up, right? We're caught up. Was there anything on the WhatsApp? Because I can't give tomorrow. I'm going to be out of town, and Menachem's going to be out of town. We're both going to be out of town. So
Shlomi's
going to
still be saving the country.
And Shlomi's not going to be here. But he said something about maybe they're
posting.
Yeah, so just look out on WhatsApp if there's going to be anything.
So what do you think?
Oh, Shlomi's here.
Hi. Would you be okay if I just make a recording and post it?
Perfect.
Yeah, you didn't get a response, right? Okay.
YourShlomi.com.
I'll just make a recording and post it to the chat.
Okay.
YourShlomi.org.
And okay. I'll also put it on the website as well. Yeah.
Good.
Okay.
Shlomi saving the country?
Yeah.